Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is succeeding because you can't face the full magnitude of their evil. You are so frightened by the facts and the reality that you go back in your shell, you stick your head in the sand. Well, I want to know the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and I want to make preparations for it. And I'm doing that here. Going back to Zane, yeah, they've got the military police out, you know, running the city there in Baghdad. That's well documented. And so they pull you over for speeding, and they run him back to the States. Absolutely, sir. It is a global grid. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went with my buddy yesterday, this past weekend, to this Ron Paul rally. And from what I see of what's going on in the world, even though they had about 15,000 people there, which they say is a very big success, with everything going on, I was surprised to not see a million people there. I don't understand where everyone's thinking of logic is anymore. It's so frustrating. You got soldiers calling in left and right, Marines saying, we're calling in saying, man, we're in trouble, you know, and I don't understand what people are doing. They make inspirational videos. Hey, the time for making those are over. It's time to step up. I guess they just want to lay there and die. I don't understand it.
Well, the enemy takes the flag and the images of our brave soldiers, and regardless of how you cut it, people are brave and have to be admired for that, even though they're misdirected and enslaved. And they put that image up, and the people want to believe the lie, and that's why they're going to get hurt real, real bad. Because scientific eugenicists are in control. They are scientifically drugging and manipulating and brainwashing the public towards our orderly extermination. And that is the majority view in all the biology and psychology departments and engineering departments at every major university. I mean, I go back to Dr. Eric Pianca and others. They give speeches saying kill 90% of us, and they get 95% standing ovations sustained while they project giant PowerPoints of skulls with a red filter on it. And then Bianca starts saying, me and my family will die too. And they just start, you know, tears in their eyes, clapping. Yes, we're going to die. Die. Yo, we're going to die. It is the 13 monkeys. Police, you better go rent that movie and find out what they're telling you in that film. Okay, I'm telling you. Get ready. Get ready. Okay? You think this is about your personal power trip. You're going to find out. This is so much darker and so much more evil. The intelligentsia is everywhere. This is their death cult religion. Hell itself is being, this is just the beginning. Hell is going to be released on the earth. And your preachers are going to tell you, praise God, it's Jesus. Anything else?
I'm really concerned about my country. I love it, and I hope that people will find the courage it takes to do what you do, do what soldiers do when they call in to tell you things are not going very good right now. And I hope they'll find their courage to do something about it.
Boy, that is a spooky door chime. Or is that a clock?
That's a clock, sorry.
Oh, what a beautiful sound. What a mysterious sound. I like that sound. That's why I don't want to get killed by the New World Order. I want to go on seeing seashores and the clouds and hearing clocks go off in the middle of the night. I just love life. All right, my friend, I appreciate you calling in. Good to hear from you. That's the thing. I just eat up life. I eat up experiences. And again, I'm talking about myself because this is what I'm personally experiencing. I know you're experiencing the same thing. And I want the police and the people working for the system to know this. I care about you. I'm very angry with you, but I'm angry with myself because I can't articulate properly what we're facing and what we're dealing with and how they manipulate us and how they control us and how they do it. I'm just so sad that... You know, every time I research, every time I find out more, it's always worse than I even imagined. It's always, I mean, the pieces of it in front of me, it's so horrible. The magnitude of it, I can't even believe it consciously. I intellectually know it's real, but in my gut I know it's real. It's still, part of me just can't believe it and turns away from it. It's so horrible. So I understand why you're in denial. I understand. But we got to get past that together.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions.
It's
the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, our ancestors made it through a lot of tough times, but it was always a physical adversity that they had to deal with, but obviously mentally is how they overcame it. It's just to have scientists say 100 years ago to write best-selling books how they'd been hired by the elite to create a scientific dictatorship that no one could escape. And they're nearing completing that, and they say they're going to kill us, and they're very pious. They think it's beautiful and wonderful what they're doing. They are focused. They work tirelessly. They are smarter than a lot of us, but they're also very twisted. But, you know, intellectually, when it comes to math and algorithms and science, and I know we've got a lot of good people that are scientists too, who have been able to understand what's happening. My God, we're just in a lot of trouble. I mean, I remember Poindexter, the felon, writing an editorial for the New York Times. You got to pull it up. You see Poindexter, Total Information Awareness Network, and then hit web, do a web search, and it'll be the number one thing. And where he said everything you do is tracked. And, yeah, the police can dial in departments where they pay for it, instantly, and get everything about Alex Jones. Forget just Googling somebody in their police car, which I watched Canadian police do 2 years ago. I remember the state police 4 years ago in Texas saying, if you've ever said anything about police, we want to have that flag off of scanning cameras in our cars. You know, reading your plates, guilty until proven innocent. I mean, this is hellish, ladies and gentlemen. And everything you do in your bank accounts is instantly uploaded to the feds. Every prescription you get is. And then they go out and they pay all the pizza places, all the major pizza chains, instantly upload what you're getting, where you are, what your address is, just to check and see if you're wanted. guilty until proven innocent. I mean, this is criminal. And then they talk to you like you're five-year-old children and say, oh, it's only for Al-Qaeda. We're only seeing if bin Laden's calling America. And then they say, there's no Fourth Amendment, but only for Al-Qaeda. And they talk to you like you're morons. It totally freaks me out to watch the United States fund Al-Qaeda publicly against the Serbs and the Russians, and then to be funding them now to attack Iran. Iran's videotaping the mosque blown up, the power plants, the school buses, trying to get the Iranians to respond. Their people are rioting, demanding that their government fight back. Iran is suing the U.S., saying, please stop blowing up our churches. And the U.S. says, yeah, we're blowing them up. We're going to keep doing it. And then they laugh and say, because you're Al-Qaeda, snickering as Al-Qaeda does it. The White House puts out press releases that they're in control of Al-Qaeda because they know you are ignorant. Bob Chapman worked in covert intelligence. We can't get into that. Then he was the largest gold and silver broker in the world. He had the largest newsletter in the world. He helped put out the newsletter, the Gary Allen Report, and the book, of course, None Dare Call a Conspiracy. He is one of the four major icons, one of the three living, out there who really got the ball rolling. He was, you know, even around before G. Edward Griffin. And he's 70-plus years of age. And he joins us now 3 days in a row. I want to hold him a little bit past the bottom of the hour, Bob, if you can, because I'm getting you on late. I want to run through all the huge developments since yesterday with more bank runs on the West Coast, people freaking out. We're getting reports that hundreds of banks have people with lines out the door. They're running out of cash. That's in the L.A. Times. We have all sorts of loans for condos, for Paramount Pictures, for building. Some of the most expensive real estate in Austin's on Lake Austin in the Steiner Ranch. Scores of homes are going to not be finished as things go into bankruptcy with builders. And he's got a Skype phone from the country he's calling us from. It just cut out. He'll call back. We'll continue to take calls. That's good because I can cover the financial news right now. Just all of this bedlam is taking place. We're going to get into that with Bob Chapman as soon as we get him back on the line. He is not in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen. Everybody with a brain has left a long time ago, including Jesse Ventura. I was really pushing him, and he just said, oh, you think I'm going to run? You think I will, huh? He goes, I don't think the people want it. I don't think they. So like there we started going during the breaks going, I don't think he's going to run. Then at the end he said, well, Alex, I'll come on your show again before I go back to Mexico. And then I came back and said, okay, I guess he isn't going to run. Big news, though, Jesse Ventura is respected by a lot of people. We need to force this into the mainstream media. Former governor, absolutely danger of false flag as pretext to attack Iran. That's the headline. Former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, warns that neocons are so desperate to maintain a grip on power. But let's get it straight. They're going to pass their power on to the Democrats and other management team. There's going to be, I mean, in this baton race, in this marathon, in this relay race, there will not even be a step missed, okay? Former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, warns that neocons are so desperate to maintain a grip on power that they could stage a terror event in order to create a pretext for attacking Iran. Speaking on the Alex Jones radio show before last night's announcement that he would not be running for U.S. Senate, Ventura said a conflict with Iran was all but inevitable. I don't see any way of avoiding it because I think it's going to be Bush's last hurrah, said Ventura, adding that another war front would only help Republican candidates. And John McCain went on, we are now a first strike nation. 9/11 changed our entire foreign policy. We will now attack another country before they attack us, which we proved in Iraq, he added. Ask if we are in danger of seeing the neocons stage some kind of Gulf of Tonkin false flag or other terror event as a pretext for attacking Iran. That's a quote from me. Ventura responded, absolutely. Read the last epilogue in my book. I wrote that a year ago. Remember, these two political parties are in a bad shape right now. McCain's trailing. Republicans look like they'll be slaughtered in the congressional races, and they're going to lose all their power. So rest assured that some type of decision they will have to come up with in an attempt to continue to keep themselves in power. That's their objective stated Ventura. How much more stupid can we be if we buy into this? Concluded the governor. Ventura said that the war in Iraq is now taking its toll on the U.S. economy, and that Americans need to feel the pain in order to understand that war is not profitable for the middle class and, in fact, has the opposite effect. I always believe what goes around comes around, and we're going to get our comeuppance, I think, pretty quick here if we don't change the path we're on and start leading with diplomacy, Ventura said. And so, please, this article is so important. We need to add to this. Paul wrote two stories today. He's doing a great job. We need to add to this Ventura story, Paul, the former German defense minister, the former Italian president, Ray McGovern, CIA section chief, who also came out public, Bill Christensen, saying total inside job. All the other info. So people, when they read this, realize it is thousands of prominent people. Not just best actress or Hollywood people or governors. I mean, we know you bastards. We know you killed us. We know you attacked us. Let's go to Bob Chapman. Bob, having some phone troubles there with you. Thanks for coming on with us to break down the huge developments that happened in the last 24 hours since you last joined us.
Well, first of all, I've seen a lot of manipulations of the stock market since 1988, but today was a classic. The Dow was down 277 points. And these jerks started talking, which are Bernanke, Paulson, and Cox, who's the head of the SEC. And they took the market back up to plus territory. And they took oil down $8. And this was the work of Goldman Sachs because they were long oil bull time, big time. And people told me that they were the sellers in the pits. And the gold early this morning at 3:30 was up $12.30, and silver was up 21 cents, and they knocked it all the way back down again. They have it off right now, but I think it's going to close up for the day. But the point is this: this is classic criminality, and they're all in on it.
To explain to people, we are going to have to pay not only in tax money for all the money they injected, the tens of billions into the stock market, we are also going to have to pay the interest on that for everybody out there.
And we're going to have to play for the losses. Now, they got gold's up 210, silver's up off 22 cents. But the point is, they lose money more often than not when they do this, no matter what market it's in. And, you know, we just get to pay for it.
And that's
it's incredible what's going on. These people should be taken up and tried, and they should be convicted, and all of their assets should be taken away from them, and they should be put on probation for the rest of their life, having to report once a month for all of the evil deeds that they've got done, and all of their assets should be given to the government, which is the people whom, from whom they stole from.
Now, Bob, are you still saying it's going to take 2.5 years to go into the total depression?
Yes, I think so, because even though the stock market will go down, it's still going to be an evolutionary process. And you see, right now, half the financial institutions in the United States are bankrupt. Oh, we see IndyMac here and Countrywide there. And there'll be about 300 of them over the next year.
Wachovia.
It takes time for it to happen.
Absolutely. So it's just, I mean, falling this far, it takes a while to get there.
It does. And, you know, they have the ability to run it back up again, and we got to knock it back down again. Or they knock it down again, and we run it back up again, depending upon what you're looking at. But, you know, I'm looking at Christopher Cox here. The guy is a criminal. He's allowing naked shorting to be going on. What does that mean? It means that you can sell a stock without borrowing it to make a market go down. And they've known that the big brokerage houses have been doing this for many, many years. I started attacking the SEC on it in 1980, and you can understand why they hate me.
Bob Chapman, stay there. We'll be back after the break to go over what's happening as the stock market plunges, as banks fail, as all sorts of bedlam sets in.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. American Free Press, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The dollar plunged further to all-time record lows today. Gold exploded upward along with silver. They're now admitting that wholesale inflation is the worst in 27 years. That's with whitewashed numbers. Los Angeles Times, banks hit by fallout from the crisis in IndyMac. They're not only lined up at IndyMac, they're now lining up outside other banks. How long can they keep giving them the cash, especially on the West Coast? Bob, we are sitting on top of powder keg. In layman's terms, explain what happened since you were with us yesterday afternoon through today.
Well, they're making an effort to hold Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac together. In spite of that, both stocks are down again. And incidentally, for those of you who want to know about the international forecaster, we went short. That means you're betting that a stock's going to go down. Fannie Mae at about $60. I just seen it pass at 8.5 here. So the people who went short at 60 are making buku money at 8.5. And I think eventually what's going to happen, well, they got it down to $8 now. What's going to happen is that they're going to be absorbed by the United States government, and all those shareholders will lose their position in the company, as will the bondholders. One of the reasons that they're so frantic to bail out Fannie and Freddie is the Chinese are holding, I think it's $376 billion worth of that paper and bonds, if you may. And I would think that they'd be very disturbed if Fannie and Freddie went under, but I don't see any other way around it. And they can't, you know, pay the bondholders out because we're talking over $1 trillion. They just don't have the money to do it. And so they're in a tight spot, and what they're talking about, what they're doing, is not going to work. They're both bankrupt. They've been bankrupt for about 3.5 to 4 years, and all they're doing is putting the problem out into the future so that they can gain more time to whatever they're going to do, hide their assets, stay in office, and all those things that are hooked up with people like Paulson and Bernanke and Cox and our rotten Congress, and there is no answer for that. Also, what they did today is, you know, they took down oil more than $8, and that was Goldman Sachs selling into the market. This stuff doesn't happen by chance. This is coordinated by our government. They are the ones who are doing this. Now, with the case of gold, they drove it down $12. Then he drove it down $3 or $4 more, and now it's up $5. They can't keep it down. Why is that? Because in times of trouble, the only real money is gold and silver, particularly in a hyperinflationary environment like we have today.
Now, this is the
and
big
all
key.
All of you people, listen to this, all of you people who are in banks and have money sitting there at these very small interest rates, you ought to go out and buy gold and silver-related assets. And if you don't want all your money in there, buy Swiss franc government bonds. You're a heck of a lot safer than you are sitting in a savings or account with a bank or another kind of financial institution.
I just wanted you to elaborate, Bob, on the fact that in the past the Federal Reserve could keep oil down, they could keep gold down, now they're failing. And that's the scariest thing of all, is that they wanted their cake and eat it too. They wanted to pay off all these debts with fiat currency, but now everybody's running from the dollar, and they're unable to control the slide. I mean, to be clear, they want to implode the middle class. They just want it to be more orderly. This is not orderly, and they know that then it could be blamed on them who actually did it.
Well, you know, Alex, yesterday you said that the people behind the scenes, the Illuminati, the elitists, didn't expect that this downturn was going to be as vicious as it is, and they stand to lose everything. And that's what they're terrified about. This thing is out of hand, out of their hands. They are terrified. And your program and programs like it, and my publications and other publications like it, are driving them up a tree. They don't know what to do. And we have got them on the run, and we've got to capitalize on this. And all of you people out there, you've got to tell all your friends this is what's really going on. And it's live. You can turn on CNBC and watch what's going on.
Bob, do you agree with...
You can watch the manipulation.
Do you agree with what I keep saying, that we have got to expose that they are behind all of this, or they'll be able to pose as the saviors yet again? But if we blame it on who actually did it, we can use this against them, and this could bring them down.
You're absolutely right, Alex. In spades. This is the chance of a lifetime for people who want to bring down the Illuminati, the people who have been destroying civilization for 1,000 years.
Stay there, Bob Chapman. When we come back, we are going to get more into what you see happening in the short, mid, and then long term. Final segment with Bob Chapman, then open phones, and Dr. Stan Monteith. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Big time. Big time.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but he spoke it all and he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, said John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone with Big John.
We're back live. Bob Chapman, only got him for about 10 more minutes. I want him to pop in with us each day this week. We also got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts lined up, Richard C. Cook. We're going to get Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, on as well.
Without his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And
Bob Chapman, in the 10 minutes or so we've got left with you here, my friend.
Down there to save
They are now putting out reports in ABC News saying what banks are safe. Headline, who's next? List of troubled banks worries Wall Street. And I'm going to read this later in the next hour when we're taking calls, folks. I'm going to go through some details for you. But if you don't research this and just leave your money in a bank, you're crazy. I mean, I would suggest diversifying, and Bob's right. Real estate's going down, even though we have inflation. Meanwhile, every type of investment is going down or unsafe. Precious metals are the place to be, but you say 300 banks will fail. Those are good-sized banks. Give us your forecast, then, conservatively. How do you see this unfolding in the next weeks to come?
Well, the 300 figure is from the United States government, and I happen to agree with it. So it's official. So it's probably very conservative. And, you know, this Fannie Freddie bailout was in the works weeks ago. They've been working on this thing. They knew what they were facing. And, again, on these banks, people should have safes in their homes. They should have $5,000 or $10,000 in small bills for emergencies. And money they got lying in the banks, I told you what to do with it. And incidentally, people who would like to check on their bank, we have a service we can email to you if you want that. And we're happy to do it for you. And we'll send you a free copy of the International Forecaster as well. All you have to do is email international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. And you'll be able to, I think they charge a small fee, you'll be able to go in and find out the bank that you're at, what the rating is.
Well, the only reason I know about Wachovia is we had a family member give a couple $1,000s years ago when my daughter was born, my first daughter. And so we have that little account sitting there, and it was World Savings, then Wachovia got it, then Washington Mutual got it. And we got a report, you know, 6 months ago that Washington Mutual had bought it out when it was troubled. Now we're hearing Wachovia may be going under. And then I'm trying to research this morning. There's only a couple thousand in there, but, you know, as a savings account. But the point is, they're telling us Wachovia. Does that really mean Washington Mutual? Just as one little example?
Yes. And, you know, if that money's in there, get it out and buy some gold coins with it. I mean, why would anybody keep money in the bank for the crummy 2% that they're paying you?
Well, I agree, Bob. I just don't. Most of us are so busy fighting the new
Alex,
world order.
You got to get on your horse.
I'm too busy trying to warn people.
And they make money, and they work hard at it, and they learn their profession, and then they turn the money over to someone else and who loses it. And you can't let that happen.
I know, but I'm just like my dad. I don't buy things. I don't like buying things. Things are always annoying to me, and I've got to do the same thing, I know. You just wish you could put your money in a bank, but if it's a savings account for college, but I guess you just can't do that.
No, at least not at this point in time. There may come a time that you will be able to do that, but if you buy gold coins and gold goes to 3,000, you'll triple your money, and then if the bank is then again solvent, then you can put your money back in there again.
Well, sure, Bob. I mean, I bought gold and silver. I bought silver when it was $6-7. I bought gold when it was $280, and now it's, 970-something, and it's been over 1,000. So certainly I know that. Even the money I have in the business to pay for the servers and pay the employees and keep operating, I start worrying about that little bit of seed money we have to try to start the TV show. I mean, it's just all going to hell in a handbasket. And now that we're seeing confidence be lost, I just don't know why you and Dr. Roberts and everybody else says 2.5-3 years. But you guys are the experts, and you're the one that said short the market, and you were right again. You're almost always right, Bob. So thank God I hope you're right. And we got 2.5 years, but in that gradual 2.5 years, kind of in the last 3 or 4 minutes, we've got run through what it'll look like.
A degenerative process is what it is. It'll just get steadily worse. You'll see the Dow Jones Industrial Average drop to 10,200, 9,300, 8,800, 72, 68. And then the final break will come when it drops down to 4,000, it is going to happen. But that's down the line. Everything just doesn't happen overnight. This is not 1929. We've got government in there, corporate fascism, and they're massaging the whole thing. They're trying to bring it down, quote, what they think is a soft landing. Forget it. It isn't going to happen. But when is it going to break? I don't know. And Paul Craig Roberts doesn't know. All we know is that it is, and there's no way to fix it.
So you said Sunday on the Sunday show that a depression is assured. What type of depression is assured when it arrives?
Hyperinflationary, and we will reach a point where that hyperinflation will end and everything will plunge. And that's when you have the losses of 60, 70, 80, 90% on the assets that you have. And the only thing that's going to hold its value, because hyperinflation is good for gold and silver, but deflation is not good for silver. And so you would be a seller of silver at the top of the market, but you would remain in bullion coin as the final safety asset. And let's say gold was $6,000 an ounce, and maybe gold would fall to $4,000. Who cares? It beats having a commercial building that just dropped from $10 million to $3 million. It beats having a house that just went from $500,000 to $150,000, and on and on and on. Gold is the only safe place in the world to be.
Bob, when is the start of what you'd call, with current trends, projecting, connecting the lines, out there on the horizon, when will you herald, you know, what will the climate be like financially when we are in the depression, and then how long will it run until you have the total implosion?
Well, total implosion could take 5 to 10 years, maybe 15 or 20. I mean, this is not a normal depression that we're going to have. It's not like the 1930s. It's far worse. And so, you know, it'll last a long time, and it's going to be worldwide. All of those people out there in Europe and South America or wherever who think they're going to escape this, they're crazy.
Yeah, I see a lot of...
PM in Ireland came out 2 days ago and said, things are going to go down, but we're going to be all right. Yeah, give me a break.
Well, I've seen a lot of foreigners laughing at us, going, ha-ha, look at you warmongers. Now don't they understand this is a black hole that's going to suck them down too?
No, they don't. And it's always the mightier-than-thou syndrome. In as much as they are right, they're correct. But the only thing is that they don't really understand how bad it's going to get.
So we'll be
when the market breaks in hyperinflation, it'll be identified by plenty of liquidity, but nobody willing to borrow. And when that happens, it's the beginning of the end. And that is the signpost that you look for. And Paul Craig Roberts would tell you the same thing. We went to the same general school of knowledge, and we saw it differently than the mainstream economists. And why did we? Because we're different kind of people, and we don't believe the crap that they told us in college. In fact, Mr. Roberts taught in college, which I didn't. I had two uncles that did, but I didn't. And people just in the economics profession can't say the truth because they lose their jobs. Who do they work for? A university, a big international corporation, a Wall Street firm, or a bank, or the United States government? Do you think for 1 second they're going to come out and say, well, all this is going to happen? They'll lose their job. And that's why economists are wrong 2/3 of the time.
Now, Bob, in closing here, if we were to raise tariffs, raise interest rates, announce that we were going to be a strong nation again and pay our debts, you and others have said that would just cause us to have a hard landing instead of a prolonged total, you know, wreck, you know, destroying the financial future and killing the golden goose. Obviously, the elites are not planning to try to reverse things. But what would things look like in the softer crash landing versus the meat grinder?
Well, there is no softer. If we did it right now the way we're supposed to be doing it, it would be nasty. But what we've got down the road, the meat grinder you talk about, is three times nastier. So if they bit the bullet in here and did what they're supposed to do, it would be quick and bloody from a financial and economic viewpoint. But they don't want that. They think maybe they might be able to survive the system. Maybe they can worm their way out of it like they have everything else. But they are being discovered, because when you see all those people on television today at the Senate Finance Committee, and you see Fannie and Freddie plunging, you know that the market, the street, is telling you, we don't care what those guys say. We know Fannie and Freddie are going down, the government's going to take them over, and half the banks in the country are going down.
Now, the news
says that's what the market's telling you.
The news says their current obligations and debts is $55.5 trillion, but then we know they're leveraged, but that's secret. What are their real exposures with all the crap they've AAA rated and all the side scams and money laundering and drug dealing? You know, it just came out that that Citibank's got all these secret assets. It looks like, you know, drugs.
$1 trillion.
Yeah, yeah, of course, a bunch of narcotics.
And they've all got them, not only Citi. The accounting system doesn't work because they won't allow it to.
So that's what I'm saying.
The balance sheet, they got all this other crap someplace else.
So that's what I'm saying.
They're criminals.
They are criminals, but that's what I'm saying, Bob, is that, I mean, do you have any gauge on the chain reaction that Freddie and Fannie are going to cause? I mean, if they're saying it's $55 trillion, what is it really?
Well, I think they could easily lose $5 to $10 trillion, and that would mean the American taxpayer would pay that. But it would mean the whole system's coming down, and it will come down. It's just a question of how long. And I don't know what those numbers are, because they won't tell anybody. Do you know that they're accounting on Fannie and Freddie is a year and a half behind?
Yes.
They haven't issued financial statements for a long time. And can you imagine? Now, this is where the SEC comes in.
If you or I
can you
did
imagine
that?
Institutions and money managers recommending those stocks at $50 and $60 without a financial statement? Come on, give me a break. I've been doing this for 50 years. They should all be in jail.
That's right. They can't even dummy up a fake statement now. That just means that, well, all the elites I know moved out years ago. They fled the country. And their words are, this country, quote, won't be here. And I say, what does that mean? And they say, you'll see. What does that mean, Bob?
It means in its current economic and financial form, it won't be there. But I will go one step further. Neither will any other country in the world, because we're all going to get zapped.
Bastards.
Now, if they think they're going to be able to hide with their money, they're sadly mistaken, because we're going to root them out and try them, and some of them are going to get hung. And I hope they're listening to the program, because we intend to do that to them, and they're not going to get away with it.
Well, I tell you, you look at Bernanke and the rest of those criminals, they look scared when they're up there. And you're right, in the past, they would come out with some bull, and the markets would shoot up. Now they come out with bull, the markets plunge. I mean, oh, man, Bob, this doesn't look good.
It isn't good. And, you know, we've told you all out there what to do. Do it. Please do it for the sake of your country, for the survival of your family.
That's
and
right.
Everybody within the United States of America.
Because when
and
the
if we can survive, maybe we can help the rest of the world survive.
Yeah, that's the key. Because when the world figures out we're going into a depression, which could happen any time or 2 years, 3 years from now, as the experts keep saying, when they figure it out, they're going to grab up the proven reserves of gold. And we've got, what, 2%, 3% of the world population in gold. If 5% get in, from the numbers I've seen, it'll dry up supplies, and that's what will drive it to 5,000, as Bloomberg's saying. Is that an accurate statement, Bob Chapman?
It is an accurate statement. I mean, UBS came out yesterday and said, well, it's not going to go to 850 next month. It's going to go to 1,000. Well, you know, turn on the light, UBS. I mean, where were you when gold was 252? We had people buying numismatic coins, U.S. 20s, for $275. They're now about $1,300. We had them buying Agnico Eagle at $4. It just traded at 83.5. Come on, guys. Where have you been?
It's insane, Bob, how accurate your newsletter is, theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. In fact, let me have, if you would, call Trey so that he can set you up for maybe the third or fourth hour, whatever time you'd like.
Just have him email me, and the time that we came on today, which is 12 o'clock your time, is fine.
Okay, we'll set you up. We'll see you tomorrow at 12.
Okay, bye.
Oh, man. Folks, you know, you'd think I'd be happy that I told you to invest in gold when it was 260-something bucks an ounce, and it's at 1,000 right now, basically. I'm not happy. I can't believe it. I look at my children, and I get mad. I looked at my children this morning, and I literally got angry because they don't deserve this, what the dirtbags of this country have done. All you slack-jawed, know-it-all yuppies that thought it was cute and thought corruption was cute and thought all this police state was cute, you have let us be completely looted by a pack of criminals that while they were robbing us, they left the stove on and now they're burning down the house. And of course, those jackasses have now found out the house is locked. They can't get out either. And, God, it's going to be martial law.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We are going to open the phones up the next hour, cover a bunch of other news. I mean, I've got news where the police are going to shoot you with dart guns that have high-powered psychotropic amnesics. It's the same drugs they give special forces after they go in and massacre villages, according to Wired Magazine. It's totally illegal. It's engaging in medical procedures without your authorization. Just like they put sodium fluoride in the water and admit it's medicating you without your consent. Oh, God. I'm not going to spend more than 3 minutes on this. I'm having Ted on every day. Ted literally does this at cost to introduce you to the markets. He has Frank's, French and Swiss, British sovereigns, which is the coin of the realm. That's the dirt bags that run everything. That's the super valuable coin. You're getting it at bullion prices, and it's a numismatic. It's a collector. These are 100-year-old coins on average. And he's also got silver dollars, which are getting hard to get again. And he's got half silver dollars, beautiful little coins. I've got some of those. And you are completely out of your minds if you don't blow their phones off the wall. Ted, I didn't ask you today before you came on. I just thought to have you on. Are you still offering what you locked coins in at yesterday morning before it skyrocketed by $15 an ounce?
Yeah, I'm carrying the same special through. But now, right now, Alex, gold is $10 away from $1,000. I really have to apologize to the audience because I thought it would take another month for it to happen, but it's not. It's happening right now. We do. We have the Walking Liberty halves. They're at 202 per roll of 20. That's a really good buy. Silver right now is at $19.50. We have the gold British
sovereign. Let me stop you. These are silver dollars, on average 100 years old, some older, gorgeous. And Ted is, they're $19.50. Okay, folks, silver dollars everywhere when they're at that price are $26, $27. Ted is selling them to you for, what, 50 cents above spot?
Yeah, we try to keep it real close to spot because people need to get into the price.
Yeah, but I mean, Ted, no, you can't get silver dollars anywhere for that.
No, the silver dollars, first of all, they were unavailable completely just 3 months ago. Right now, they're so
okay. Keep me some.
All right, and then we got the franc coin. That's 212. The British sovereign's 286. Same special as yesterday. And yes, indeed, it was when gold was at 960 when I locked this stuff in. Now we're looking at 990 instead. Silver was down at $17.50, and now it's at $19.50. And anybody, especially anybody that's listened to this show here today, should know. I mean, come on. I mean, they're having a run on the banks. It's going all the way into Australia because our California banks are having problems. The whole market's coming unglued right now.
Oh, God. You know, I don't want to argue with Chapman and Roberts and Stiglitz and all these experts because they're almost always right. But my gut tells me, but I'm probably wrong. They're saying we still got 2.5 years till Road Warrior, and I don't see that, Ted.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, and Road Warrior is a good example of that where you have complete anarchy. But it's happening right now. I was surprised that we're hitting close to $1,000 an ounce before August. I mean, really, quite frankly, I had no expectation of any bank failing in the month of July. I thought, yeah, we're going to have this happen.
It's always happens in October.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, the controlling arms that be out there, they've lost control. They can't keep it running. And you also got to think about the fact when they're bailing out these banks, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all these different things, they're out there printing money to do it. Bob is saying the taxpayer is going to cover the bill. Well, they don't do it by paying taxes. They do it by printing money, and that just means...
Ted. Let me give them the number for those three coins, silver coins, and two different gold coins you're offering. You cannot beat this deal. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold those?
I will hold them all throughout the day, and I'll do it tomorrow, and hopefully I can keep it through the weekend, but we'll have to watch the market. I'll be up tomorrow, and we'll talk about that.
Well, hold on, Ted. I want to hear more where you think the markets are going when we get back. We'll be right back into your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.